Thank you. The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And we just heard from Couple B3 group Something New out of Austin, Terry Bowness with Bruce Saunders on guitar, and this time Steve Schwelling on drums, and we heard Nimbus. And before that, we went back, some would say, to where it all started, but not really. Back at the Chicken Shack with Jimmy Smith, and we heard the title cut. Jimmy Smith on organ, Stanley Turrentine tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Donald Bailey on drums. And it just doesn't get too much better than that band right there. And we started out with John Iraboggin from his Outright Unhinged album. We heard Kremzik and Thomas Conrad writes of him, and great interview with him and grabbing his concepts. And talks of him as a player and instigator of organized mayhem. And I love that. The concept of it is songs that reference specific subgenres and overarching umbrella of jazz. So he's covering a few things. But he warns that the shifts between genres can be trapdoor-like. And that is really modern jazz. And with the Terry Bowness, we're going to play something. Another Texas band. See, they're out of Houston, and maybe you recognize them. This is an old cut. It won't tell you who they are until afterwards. Passport to Modern Jazz. We'll be right back. And you're listening to KRVS Public Radio, Lake Charles, Lafayette, right here on the campus of the University of Louisiana Lafayette, Cypress Lake Studios. And we just heard from newest release by Rudras Mahantapa with David Fuzinski on guitar and Francois Mouton acoustic bass, David Wise on the drums, and he was given a Guggenheim Fellow in 2012 Downbeat International Critics poll for Saxophonist of the Year, and also he won a very critical poll of jazz journalists, as he's coming in very, very strong, just very strong. He has great, lots of great albums, and they sound very different. Always keep you open and listening. And before that, if you could guess who that was, well, you must have been listening to jazz for a long time. That was the Emperor from Live Sides, Blue Note from 68, with the band called the Jazz Crusaders that would form into the Crusaders, go into smooth jazz and R&B and actually have some hits and some money. There's a little bit of history on them, as which is Wilton Fedler on sax, Wayne Henderson trombone, Joe Sample piano, Nesbert Styx Hooper drums, and on this album Charles Buster Williams on bass at this gig at the Lighthouse. They started out in Houston doing a lot of different gigs, but as the modern jazz sextet, a lot of people at that time in the 50s and the early 60s, a studio where they played a lot of different music, but they were all seemed to be, the pros and studio musicians all seemed to be jazz players, even in Nashville. So they started out as a modern jazz sextet in Houston with guitarist and flutist Hubert Laws and a bassist, and moved to Los Angeles in 1958. They regrouped, as they had done in Texas often, for more lucrative R&B gigs as the Nighthawks. And we heard a track from Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse out there in Hermosa Beach, and The Emperor. Next up, we're going to get to David Wise's new record, Hope It Plays. It's Wayne Shorter dedication. It's Endangered Species, the music of Wayne Shorter and a big band, David Wise, conductor and trumpet, Tim Green, alto sax, Marcus Strickland, tenor soprano, Ravi Coltrane, tenor, Norbert Stachel, baritone and bass clarinet, Diego Urcola on trumpet, Jeremy Felt, trumpet, Joe Fiedler on trombone, Steve Davis, trombone, Jerry Allen on piano, Dwayne Berno on bass, and E.J. Strickland at the drums. And this is recorded live, Dizzy's Club, Coca-Cola, a jazz at the Lincoln Center of April of last year. That's that. On to something else. From Cuba, Itakita.
Thank you. something. You and I have something. How I long to be around when you can see you.
And we're going out here, Passport to Modern Jazz, with Snarky Puppy's new released Family Dinner Volume 1, the cut something with incredible singer Layla Hathaway, yes indeed. John Stein, Jake Sherman, keys, John Lockwood, acoustic bass, and Ze Eduardo Nazario on the drums, who's held down some sideman positions with Hermeto Pasquale and Egberto Gismonti. We heard Waiting for Woody. Before that, one of our favorite bands. Hopefully find material or all the recordings and get a hold of them all. It's Yerakire from Cuba with Chucho Valdez, piano Arturo Sandoval, trumpet Paquito de Rivera, saxophone Oscar Valdez, percussion and vocals Carlos Puerto on bass, Carlos Emilio Morales on guitar, Jorge Varano trumpet, Tato Alfonso percussion, Bernardo Garcia drums, Jose Luis Cortez, and Anga Diaz percussion, Fran Padilla on saxophone, Carlos Evanhoff piano, and a lot of different members. One of them has been Enrique Plot on the drums. Many members left. They were so fine, they came to the United States, and they had lucrative work. This is going to be it for Passport to Modern Jazz. Hate to sing over Layla. It feels like a sin. She's such a great vocalist.